when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Christian. You're listening to Tech and Science Daily from the Evening Standard. If you like it, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Here's what's happening today, Monday, March 1st. 3 years ago, Professor Tim Atkins learned the deadly nerve agent Novichok had been discovered in Salisbury. And he says when he got the news, he had to step outside for air.
My blood really did went cold.
Professor Atkins went on to lead the Defence Science and Technology Laboratory's investigation into the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter.
While I suspected that a chemical at this stage had been involved, and clearly a toxic one, I don't think I ever predicted that it would be something so hazardous as Novichok.
Highly trained scientists at the lab's high security site are used to dealing with some of the most dangerous substances known, like Ebola, anthrax and plague, all of which can kill. But even so, news of the Novichok attack and the fact it had taken place in the city many staff call home had a major impact on the team.
The scale of the cleanup was enormous. We have not seen anything like that here at DSTL in my time here. Personally, it did take a toll, so I think I came out of that activity a slightly different person.
An expert on chemical and biological attacks warns COVID-19 could be used as a biological weapon.
Now, what COVID has shown is that actually a not very virulent pathogen can bring the world to its knees, and this won't go unnoticed by bad actors.
Hamish de Breton Gordon says the disease has caused more of a shock than the Second World War. He adds that so-called bad actors like the Islamic State terrorist group have seen how effective this type of warfare can be in causing harm.
A lot of them are thinking there's no better way to do it than a SARS-type pathogen. But like any threat, if you face up to it and put processes in place, you can mitigate it. You know, probably easier than mitigating the cyber threat, actually.
Launch abort has started.
A veteran SpaceX rocket suffers a launch abort just minutes after liftoff.
It does look like we have held the countdown.
The Falcon 9 rocket was less than 90 seconds away from launching 60 Starlink satellites into orbit from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Overall, the vehicle and payload are healthy and remain in good health. The next launch opportunity is tomorrow, March 1st at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time.
It's the latest delay for this mission known as Starlink 17, which was originally scheduled to fly in early February, but was delayed due to hardware issues and poor weather. A 10-second video artwork that could be watched for free online has sold for $6.6 million. Miami-based art collector Pablo Rodriguez Frail bought it for almost $67,000 in October last year. The video is by digital artist Beeple and represents a new kind of digital asset that's exploded during the pandemic. It was authenticated by blockchain, which allows items to be publicly marked as one of a kind, unlike traditional online objects that can be endlessly reproduced. Now, enthusiasts and investors are scrambling to spend enormous sums of money on items that only exist online. Examples of these so-called non-fungible tokens range from digital artworks and sports cards to pieces of land in virtual environments or exclusive use of a cryptocurrency wallet name. We'll be back in a minute. Why not hit subscribe in the meantime?
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A brown, stinky invader has arrived in Britain, and it's likely to strike fear into the hearts of winemakers.
One of the fruits that it will go for is grapes, and if it gets into a bunch of grapes, and then the grapes are processed into wine, the smell of the bug will get into the wine.
The Natural History Museum's Max Barclay says three brown marmorated stink bugs have been discovered in the UK after likely hitching a ride on packaging crates. The insect is considered a pest in the US and in its Southeast Asian home because it creates brown marks on fruit and vegetables, making them less aesthetically pleasing for buyers.
At the moment, we've only had a few of them, but one of them was collected by me and one of them was collected by my friends. So, you know, the fact that there's somebody looking for them and that person is involved with 2/3 of the ones that are found, it suggests that actually there are probably quite a lot out there that people are just not finding. I think it's going to be like the Harlequin ladybird and that we'll get, you know, a few and then a few dozen and then a few hundred. Depends how quickly the climate warms.
If you think you spot one, you can post a picture to the museum's Facebook group where its scientists can help identify them. And finally,
so an A++, depending on the product, might move to a D or an E, for example. And there'll be very few products the first half of this year that get to an A.
The Association of Manufacturers of Domestic Appliances boss, Paul Hyde, says from today, people might find their fridges or washing machines have slipped down the energy rating scale. He says he hopes the new rating scheme provides an incentive for people to replace their energy-sucking appliances.
That would help the country's overall approach, you know, to move towards a net carbon.
You're up to date. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.